愿大家平安。
May peace be with you this evening.
我们这个礼拜的读经有包括耶利米哀歌。
This weekly Bible reading included Lamentations.
我想我们来看耶利米哀歌，学习一些属灵的教训。
In Lamentations, it teaches us a spiritual teaching.
耶利米书跟耶利米哀歌是同一个人写的，就是耶利米先知。
Jeremiah and Lamentations were written by the same author, that is, or who is Jeremiah.
那这两卷书一个共同的重点就是被掳到巴比伦。
The central message of these two books are being held captive or brought away by Babylon.
那耶利米书是在被掳以前来看预言被掳的事情。
Jeremiah takes place before the captivity from Babylon.
那耶利米哀歌是被掳以后回头过来看。
And so Lamentations is in the midst of captivity of Babylon and looking in hindsight.
所以在时间点上一个是往前看，一个是回头看。
One is looking ahead and one is looking in hindsight.
那在耶利米书里面我们看神叫耶利米用23年的时间从早上到晚上传相同的一个警告。
And Jeremiah talks about the 23 years in which God is using Jeremiah to deliver a message.
就是要离开恶道恶行。
And that is to flee from evil.
那恶道恶行就是拜偶像。
And that is idolatry.
但是他们不愿意听从。
But the people would not be willing to listen.
所以神就宣告要被掳70年。
So the Lord said that they would have to be in watch for 70 years.
神也叫耶利米说，你现在传的讯息不一样，要叫他们要顺服巴比伦。
As Jeremiah said, the news you will give to them is different. They must be humble to Babylon.
所以当时的王就觉得耶利米是一个背叛国家的人。
So the king at that time thought that Jeremiah was somebody who was against their own kingdom.
所以就百般的凌辱他。
And so many times he would drive conflict toward Jeremiah.
那后来被掳以后，耶利米再回头过来看。
And under captivity, Jeremiah looked in hindsight.
就写耶利米哀歌。
And that is when he wrote the book of Lamentations.
那我们从耶利米哀歌来思想几点。
So from the book of Lamentations, we can learn a few points.
首先我们来看耶利米哀歌的第一章。
Firstly, let's look at Lamentations chapter 1.
耶利米哀歌的第一章十八节。
Lamentations chapter 1, verse 18. The Lord is righteous, for I rebelled against his commandment. Hear now all peoples, and behold my sorrow.My virgins and my young men have gone into captivity.
这个地方从第一章开始耶利米先知在受苦苦难当中做一个自我反省。
In chapter 1 of Lamentations, Jeremiah reflects on the pangs of sorrow that he had to go through.
这就是一个成熟人的表现。
And this is a sign of someone who is becoming mature.
因为神允许发生在我们身上的一定有目的的。
Because God manifesting in our lives, there is a purpose and motive behind this.
所以在看到这么大的苦难当中，他有一个自我反省。
In this huge experience of sorrow, Jeremiah has a time of reflection and penitence.
那在自我反省当中他对自己以色列百姓看得很清楚。
So in this penitent rumination, he's able to have a revelation.
然后他对神再重新肯定神的本性是好的。
So that once again, he's revived and knowing that God's essence is good.
因为有时候我们常常甚至听到一些慕道朋友都会问一个问题。
Many times we will hear a truth seeker ask the same question.
如果神是好的。
If man is good,
神是好的。
God is good.
如果神是公平的。
If man is just,
no, God, 如果神是公平。
If God is just,
那为什么这么多的苦难?
Then why are there so many sorrows?
所以很多人看到人世间的苦难，第一个打问号是神。
So when man sees a lot of the sorrows happening amongst them, the first question or the first answer is God.
为什么神如果是好的，允许这个发生？
They ask, if God is good, why can this bad thing happen?
那当时在耶利米书，他受的苦难是更大的。
In the book of Jeremiah, Jeremiah underwent a very huge sorrow.
如果我们从第二章的二十节读到二十二节。
If we look at verse chapter 2 to verse chapter 22.
这是相当大的苦难。
This is extremely great sorrow.
说妇人吃自己所生的孩子。
And that is the woman eats her own children.
然后祭司跟先知在圣所被杀，圣所是神同在的地方，在那个地方没有被保护被杀。
So the priests and prophets were actually not protected in the temple, they were actually being killed.
然后少年人、老年、处女、壮丁都倒在刀下。
Young and old and all of the like are being killed by the sword.
那这些神的选民竟然被一个国家比他们更邪恶，就是巴比伦把他们把他杀掉。
And God's children are, His chosen are being killed, left and right.
但是耶利米看到他的百姓，然后他有一个结论。
Jeremiah looked at his own people and had concluded.
第一章十八节。
In chapter 1 verse 8.
我们刚刚读的说神是公义的。
The Lord is righteous.
什么是公义？
What is righteousness?
对的就是公义的。
Being right is righteous.
所以神是对的。
God is right.
神没有错。
He is not wrong.
神的本性是公义的。
God's essence is righteous.
虽然这一些事情的发生非常不好。
Even though all these things that happened were not good.
虽然一切都在神的掌控当中。
Even though all is at the hand of the Lord.
但是神让巴比伦成为一个工具来使以色列百姓，这个是神的公义。
And so the Lord has used Babylon as a vessel to be able to know and let the Israelites know that God is just.
也就是说，神不会做错事情。
That is to say, God will not do the wrong thing.
所以有时候我们在一生当中很多我们不愿意发生的事情发生了。
And in our lives, many times things that happen that we don't want to happen actually happen.
常常我们都对神打问号。
Then we actually question God.
如果你是怜悯的神。
God, if you are one that is very merciful.
如果你是公义的神。
You are one that is very just.
为什么你让我这个事情发生在我身上。
Why would you let this thing happen on me?
为什么让这个事情发生在我的家庭里面。
Why would you let this event happen onto my own family?
但是当我们从历史当中来学习。
But from a historical perspective.
我们看得越多越发现神在历史当中绝对是公义的。
The more that we see in history, we see that what God has been doing is very just and righteous.
我们先看尼希米记第九章。
Let's look at Nehemiah.
尼希米记第九章。
Nehemiah chapter 9.
Yeah. 第九章的三十三节。
Nehemiah chapter 9 verse 33. 33. However, you are just in all that has befallen us, for you have dealt faithfully, but we have done wickedly. 34. Neither our kings nor our princes, our priests nor our fathers have kept your law, nor heeded your commandments and your testimonies, with which you testified against them. 35. For they have not served you in their kingdom, or in the many good things that you gave them. Or in the large and rich land which you set before them, nor did they turn from their wicked works. 36. Here we are, servants today, and the land that you gave to our fathers, to eat its fruit and its bounty, here we are, servants in it.
对尼希米啊，相同一个结论。
So Nehemiah also had a conclusion likewise.
说他在这里讲说神是公义的。
He said here that God is just.
他没有讲到因为他们受苦，所以神就是不好的。
He didn't say that for the sorrow that they dealt at the undergone, saying that God was not good.
那你所行的都是诚实的。
And saying that all that you have made happen is just.
在三十三节。
in verse 33.
我们所行的是邪恶的。
That you have dealt faithfully, but we have done wickedly.
那到了但以理书，我们看但以理怎么来看这个事情。
Now let's go to the book of Daniel.
但以理书的第九章。
Daniel chapter 9.
但以理书第九章。
Daniel chapter 9.
第七节。
Verse 7. O Lord, righteousness belongs to you, but to us shame of face, as it is this day, to the men of Judah, to the inhabitants of Jerusalem and all Israel, those near and those far off in all the countries to which you have driven them.
这里说，神啊，你是公义的。
It says, Lord, you are the righteousness.
我们是脸上蒙羞的。
We are of shame of face.
那我们是被你赶到列国的人，得罪了你。
And we are the ones that have been sent far off.
所以但以理也看清楚，神没有错。
Daniel had seen very clearly that God is not wrong.
那在这个情况下，既然神没有错，错是以色列百姓，神是公义的，那怎么办呢？
Under this situation, we see God is just and his people are not. Then what do we make of this?
那我们现在回来看第二章耶利米哀歌第二章。
Let's turn back to Lamentations chapter 2.
耶利米哀歌的第二章。
Lamentations chapter 2.
十九节
Verse 19. Arise, cry out in the night at the beginning of the watches. Pour out your heart like water before the face of the Lord. Lift your hands toward him for the life of your young children who faint from anger at the head of every street.
我看十八节
Verse 18. Their heart cried out to the Lord, O wall of the daughter of Zion, let tears run down like a river day and night.Give yourself no relief. Give your eyes no rest.
所以以色列百姓心里哀求神。
The Israelites were crying out in their hearts.
然后到十九节。
And then in verse 19.
呼求在主面前倾心如水。
They cried out in the night and pour out their heart like water before the face of the Lord.
所以他们在最痛苦的时候，他们只有一条路可以走，就是回头。把自己的痛苦向神求告。
And in these times of bitterness, the Israelites go to God and cry out before him.
有时候我们遇到痛苦都会求人帮助。
And many times when we are going through painful times, we ask others to help us.
事实上神有时候也会用别人来帮助我们。
In actuality, God will use other people to help you.
那个会帮助我们的常常就是因为他有神的同在。
And those who help us is because they have the guidance of God in them.
或者他曾经经历过苦难，他怎么知道他依靠神？
Or they have gone through some kind of sorrow, and so they know how to rely on God.
所以他会从神得的安慰来安慰我们。
So the comfort they receive from God, they use to comfort others.
他会用他们的体验来加强我们的信心。
They would use their own experiences to uplift our spirituality.
那这种帮助是有功效的。
And so this kind of help is very effective.
但是有时候我们发现人来的帮助是没有什么效用。
But then we realize sometimes the help coming from humans don't have as much an effect.
特别是如果一个人对神不认识，属灵上没有体验，很难帮助别人。
Especially if this person doesn't have any spiritual experiences from God, or that wouldn't be helpful.
好，我们看耶利米哀歌的第四章。
Let's look at Lamentations chapter 4, verse 17. Still our eyes failed us, watching vainly for our help. In our watching we watched for a nation that could not save us.
这里说仰望人来的帮助以致眼睛失明还是枉然。
It says, watching vainly for our help, but still our eyes have failed us.
那这里人来的帮助，它下面特别是盼望一个不能救人的国。
They are watching, in their watching, they watch for a nation that could not save them.
也就是说，借着政治上的结盟，跟埃及跟其他的强国想要来拯救自己，这个到最后是没有用的。
And so there are these other countries that are great, such as Egypt and the like, that.Could try and save them, but there is no use.
所以我们活得越久，越发现，当我们遇到困难的时候，真正的帮助是从神来的。
So while we are living, we realize that the true help comes from God.
这因此我们在遇到我们不晓得怎么办的时候，很安静的来回归向神，这才是正确的方向。
When we come to the point of no return, not knowing where to go, then we know our direction is to God for help.
好，我们现在回来看耶利米哀歌第三章。
Let's look back at Lamentations chapter 3.
那在苦难当中。
So while in the midst of sorrow and pain.
这个耶利米先知对神的爱跟神的全能有绝对的信心。
The prophet Jeremiah has much faith in the mightiness and love of God.
因为他们是神的百姓。
Because they are the people of God.
跟神是立约的。
That there is a covenant between them and God.
所以他们对神的爱、神的全能，这是绝对有信心。
That they have 100% faith in His love and power.
那虽然神允许苦难来到，神并没有弃绝他们。
So the Lord has not rejected His own people that have come to Him.
这是神要调整他们的方向。
This is the type of correction that the Lord wants to bestow on His people.
使他们跟神的关系能够更亲密。
So that their relationship can be closer to Him.
所以我们看耶利米哀歌的第三章。
Let's look at Lamentations chapter 3.
二十一节。
Verse 20.
我们先从十九节看。
From verse 19. Verse 19. Remember my affliction and roaming, the wormwood and the gall.
二十节。
Verse 20. My soul still remembers and sinks within me.
二十一节。
21. This I recall to my mind, therefore I have hope.
这个二十一节说，我想起这些事，心就有指望。
In verse 21, it says, "This I recall to my mind; therefore, I have hope."
那十九节跟二十节。
And in verse 19 and 20,
说神啊，求你纪念我的困苦，纪念我的苦难。
It says, "Lord God, please remember my affliction and roaming, and the wormwood and gall."
那我的心想这些，我的心就很忧闷啊，因为这个苦难太大，他没有办法承担。
And then when I think of all this, it just sinks within me. I just can't take it anymore.
但是当他归转向神的时候，他发现，是充满着盼望的。
When they direct themselves toward God, they realize they are filled with hope.
所以我们信神的人，世界上人一直在讲 positive thinking, 积极思想。
Today, when we worship God, this world today says positive thinking.
真正积极思想的人是信神的人。
The true positive thinkers are ones that believe and worship in God.
因为神无所不能。
Because there is a God is ever powerful.
神又是爱我们的神。
He is a God that loves us.
所以当我们仰望神，就有一条路可以走。
So when we yearn and face toward God, there is a road that we can take.
这个就是积极思想。
That is the true positive thinking.
当我们求告神，神就给我们力量。
And so that when we seek God, He gives us power.
当我们痛苦的时候，神就安慰我们。
When we are hurt, He provides us comfort.
当我们缺乏的时候，神就补足。
When we lack, He provides us with the bounty.
这个不是理论，这是真的体验得到。
This is not theoretical. You can actually experience this.
所以我们对前面的道路，虽然每一天都是新的。
So even though you walk, you treat the path in front of you as a new one.
我也不晓得会发生什么事情。
You do not know what will happen in the future.
但是当我们绝对对神有信靠。
But if you have true faith in Him,
我们的前面却充满着盼望。
What's ahead of us is filled with hope.
充满着光明。
It's filled with a lot of light and glory.
原因不是我是谁。
If it's not you, Lord, then who am I?
乃是因为我信靠这一位神。
And it is because I follow the Lord God.
所以耶利米哀歌里面耶利米在最痛苦的时候，我想起这些事，我就有指望。
So in Lamentations, Jeremiah says in his deepest sorrow point, in verse 22, through the Lord's mercies we are not consumed because his compassions fail not.
这里说，因为神诸般的慈爱，我必不至于消灭。
Because the Lord's mercies are not consumed, because through the Lord's mercies we are not consumed because his compassions fail not.
他的怜悯不至断绝。
His mercies are not consumed.
我们人常常在世界发现一个很公义的人常常是让人觉得很可怕的人。
We realize in our lives and in the world that those who are just are very quite scary.
因为很公义的人常常在里面没有慈爱。
Because those who are very just, they lack love.
啊，所以很变成很可怕。
They lack compassion and they become very scary.
但是我们看神虽然很公义。
But while we see that God is full of justice.
那神的另外一面就是慈爱、怜悯。
The other facet of him is love and mercy.
而且不自断绝。
And it is one that doesn't end.
所以我们在困难当中还是有盼望。
So in the midst of our sorrow, we still have hope.
这个就是神跟人不同的地方。
And this is what differentiates God and man.
所以当我们一直灵性在进步，我们有公义，但是里面一定有慈爱。
Even though our faith, elevates or is on the rise, we still have, mercy and love within us.
那公义加上慈爱，就不是可怕，是可以敬重的。
So with love and mercy combined, you could actually do great things. It is much more powerful.
敬重 respect.
Be more respect.
只有公义没有慈爱，这是可怕。
If there is justice without love, this is a very frightful thing.
公义有慈爱，这是值得尊敬的。
But if it's justice and love, this is something that we must respect.
这就是神的本性。
And this is the true essence of God.
所以耶利米在这个被掳到巴比伦呢，他对神的认识真的是加深了。
So you can see here that Jeremiah, in the captivity of Babylon, he truly was able to know God.
这个也算是患难中的收获。
And so this was almost like a, an effect of being captive.
亲自对神的体验。
And that is to truly and deeply know the Lord.
好，我们现在回来看耶利米哀歌第三章。
Let's look at Lamentations chapter 3.
23节。
Verse 23. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness.
这里说每天早上，你的诚实都是新的。
It says every morning, great is your faithfulness.
每一天我们对神都有新的感受，新的体验。
And every morning we have different reflection and thoughts about God.
有新的恩典。
We have new grace.
新的安慰，新的力量。
New comfort, new strength.
那人在苦难当中对神有这个体验的时候，我们对神的感受就会进到24节。
When in the midst of our sorrow, if we can experience this, then we will experience what verse 24 says. 24, the Lord is my portion and says my soul, therefore I hope in him.
25节。
25, the Lord is good to those who wait for him, to the soul who seeks him.
所以到最后说，神是我的份。
And in the end, you would say that the Lord is my portion.
我要仰望他。
And that is, I want to hope in him.
所以经历这么多苦难，他知道是神让他发生，但是他不但没有讨厌神，他更加的抓住神。
After all these sorrows that experience, the person does not dislike God, but actually wants to be more respectful to God.
因为神的公义也是出于他的慈爱。
Because God's justice also includes his love and mercy.
所以他在说，神是我的份，我要仰望他。
The Lord is my portion, and I hope in him.
好，我们先看26节。
Let's look at verse 26. It is good that one should hope and wait quietly for the salvation of the Lord.
27节。
Verse 27, it is good for a man to bear the yoke in his youth.
所以对以色列百姓被掳到巴比伦，在他最痛苦的时候，其实他真的是不晓得下一步要怎么做。
So, well, as the Israelites had been held captive by Babylon, they did not know what to do in their next step.
有时候我们人也会遇到这样的情况。
So, also, in our lives, we'd also experience the same situation.
不晓得如何是好。
We do not know what's next step, what to do next.
有些事情发生，你不晓得怎么是好。
So, things happen in our lives, and we just don't know where to go from there.
那在那个时候我们要怎么办？
And in that situation, what do you do?
跟这个一样，第一件事情就是安静。
And you do it like it says in this verse that you should be
quiet. 等候神。
You should be waiting for him.
这个就是我们应该要做的。
That is something that we must do.
因为当我们不晓得怎么办的时候，就是安静下来才能够面对神。
Because when we don't know what to do next, then we just must quiet ourselves and then listen to God.
那当我们重新跟神建立关系的时候，我们就看到神要我们怎么做。
And then when we recuperate our relationship with God, then we know what to do.
但是在以赛亚书三十章，当他们遇到很大危险患难的时候，他们就一直忙，一直忙，一直忙。
And then during the time of Jeremiah, when there was a lot of great sorrowful things happening, and everyone was very busy and hustling about.
但是他们所忙所想的这些人的方法，到最后对他们解决困难都没有用。
And basically, they took things into their own hands and realized that their methods did not provide a solution.
所以苦难常常给我们有一段安静的时间。
So many times, sorrows and pain will provide us with a time of quietness.
那这一段时间就重新建立我们跟神的关系。
And this time allows us to revive our relationship with God.
所以苦难是彻底的拆毁，但是也是建立新的开始。
So sorrow is the beginning of something new, but it might be the end of something not good.
所以27节，请。
So let's look at verse 27. It is good for a man to bear the yoke in his youth.
这个27节就插了一句话，在幼年父二是好的。
Verse 27 says it's good for a man to bear the yoke in his youth.
那这个到底什么意思?
What does this mean?
在整章圣经节里面呢，插一句，人在幼年父二是好的。
So in the whole Bible, you have this one verse that says it's good for a man to bear the yoke in his youth.
因为在这个被掳的当中，有很多是年轻人。
Because while being held captive, there's actually a lot of youths.
那这些年轻人经过苦难。
And these youths had experienced pain and sorrow.
他们也看到神的作为。
They had seen the great works of God.
所以这一群人不容易离开神。
And these youths it's hard for them to leave God.
那会离开神的是什么?
What is it to leave God?
就是生下来生活就很舒服。
That is, when you are born and you live life comfortably.
好像没有神，我也是这个样子。
And it's like, there's no God, so life is just like that.
所以跟神的关系变得很浅。
So it becomes that their relationship with God is is not deep.
他对神没有一个真实的那个需要感。
They do not have this urgency to know or be close to God.
没有一个真实的体验。
They don't have this true experience.
或者说没有一个真实的感情。
They don't have these genuine feelings.
只是在观念上在认识神。
And just conceptually, they think they know God.
所以人在少年负恶，会使他的信仰往下扎根。
So it's in the days of the youth that your faith shall grow root downward.
因为受苦中人会思想。
Because it is in this midst of sorrow and pain that man thinks.
受苦中人会求告。
And in the midst of pain, that is when man cries out.
那受苦中人会回转。
And it's in the midst of sorrow that man will turn back to God.
那人开始回转，神也回转。
So man will turn, and then God will turn toward them.
这个就是体验。
This is an experience.
这个就是灵性往下扎根一个条件。
This is when the faith grows root downward and grows bears
root. 所以幼年负轭是好的。
So for a youth to suffer in the yoke is good.
所以其实一个年轻人经过苦难，这是好的。
So it is good for a youth to experience sorrow and pain.
一生都躲在这个很舒服的环境里面，不一定是好。
It is not actually very good to be in comfort all the time.
如果我们看圣经，
If we look at the Bible,
有意义的人生常常是要牺牲奉献。
Having a life that is meaningful means that you often have to sacrifice.
那牺牲奉献常常就是从安乐窝里面走出来。
So sometimes the sacrifice and offer means that you come out from a
comfortable zone.
Comfort zone.
那里一生从小都是活在很舒服里面走不出来。
If you live in a comfort zone, and it's hard for you to come out of it.
所以少年负轭，你经历过苦难，你又到年轻，虽然蒙神祝福，但是已经有那个灵性，有那个体验，走得出来。
When youths go through difficulty, if they just call out to God, then there is hope for them to walk out of this.
那对这个人灵性，对他人生的意义价值有很大的帮助。
Then there is a great help or great benefit in this person's spirituality.
所以如果我们有看到少年的在受苦的，要给他鼓励。
If we see youths who are in sorrow, pain, or difficulty, then we must encourage them.
如果他能够经历过这一段，将来他可能为神做很多的事情。
If they can get through this stage, one day they can do a lot of things for God.
少年负轭原来是好的。
So no wonder it is good that one for youth to bear the yoke in his youth.
那我们现在看啊，回来看啊，耶利米哀歌。
Let's return to Lamentations.
啊，耶利米哀歌的第五章。
Lamentations chapter 5.
啊，十九节。
Verse 19. You, O Lord, remain forever. You, your throne from generation to generation.
神啊，你的存在到永远，你的宝座存到万代。
Lord, remain forever, your throne from generation to generation.
什么是宝座？
What is a throne?
宝座是王座的地方。
A throne is the seat of the king.
神坐在至高之处。
The Lord sits up on high.
他是永远带有权柄的王。
He is one that has complete power and authority.
我们看二十节经文。
Verse 20. Why do you forget us forever and forsake us for so long a time?
神啊，你为什么永远忘记我们呢？为了永远离弃我们呢
？Lord, why do you forget us forever, and why do you forsake us for such a long time?
二十一节
，Verse 21, turn us back to you, O Lord, and we will be restored. Renew our days as of old.
所以这个二十节的问号啊，就是二十一节的答案。
Verse 20 is a question, and the answer to it is in verse 21.
所以，那你为什么忘记我们？
Lord, how come you forget us forever?
神啊，你为什么离弃我们？
Lord, how come you have left us for such a long time?
二十一节答案就在二十一节。
And the answer is in verse 21.
就是要回转。
That is, we must turn back.
所以圣经说，你如果回转向我，我就回转向你。
The Bible says, if you turn back to God, God will turn to you.
我们常常有一个观念。
Many times we have a concept.
就是人跟神的关系最难的是神。
That is the hardest thing between a man and God, its relationship is God.
神这么伟大，坐在至高之处。
God is mighty and so great and so high.
我像微尘一样。
But I'm just like so lowly.
我怎么能够改变神呢？
How can I change God?
所以一想到要改变神，我没有办法，我太小了。
If you think of changing God, you just think of yourself so insignificant, you can't do anything.
其实圣经读一读，我们发现了最难的不是神。
We realize in the Bible the hardest thing is not God.
神说你转向我，我就转向你。
God says if you turn back to me, and I'll turn to you.
所以神像浪子的父亲。
So God is like the prodigal son's father.
充满着慈爱。
He is bounding with love and compassion.
神在等待。
God is waiting.
你要转向我，我马上转向你。
You must turn to him, and then he'll turn to you.
条件就是你要转向我。
The condition is that you must turn to him.
但是我们看这个浪子经过多久才转向神的父亲。
Then we realize just how long it took for this prodigal son to turn back.
他就一直用到财产用完了。
He had used all his provisions.
他还没有回来哦。
And he did not come home.
他就去看猪啊。
He went to go see the pigs.
这个人意志也很坚强，他不马上回来。
And then they said that this person is so persistent, he won't come home.
那有一天他觉悟，如果这样，我可能会饿死。
And so one day he realized, if I am to this point, then I might starve myself.
在那个时候他才回转。
And it's at that point of direness that he decided to turn back.
所以最难的是人，不是神。
So the hardest thing is man himself.
所以在这里神就这个耶利米怎么祷告呢？
So in here, how does Jeremiah pray?
二十一节
Verse 21.
求你使我们转向你。
God, turn us back to you and we'll turn us back to you.
我们便回转。
And then we will be restored.
所以看起来好像说我们要回转就回转，不是这么简单。
It seems like that when we want to be restored or turn back to him, it's not as easy as it seems.
我从今天开始我就要热心拜神，这么简单吗？没有这么简单。
Today, you say, I'm zealously going to follow God. Is it that easy? It's not that easy.
要求神帮助我们。
We really have to ask God to help us.
我们才能够真的回转。
Then we can really be able to turn back to him.
没有神的帮助，人很难转，转不过来。
When you don't have his help, it's really hard for you to turn back.
所以最难是人。
So the hardest thing is yourself,
as man. 因此回转一定要求神帮助。神啊，你把我转过来。
To turn back to God, we must need help from God.
你用你的力量把我们转过来，我们就转过来了。
God, use your power and strength to help us to turn back to you.
好，那转过来以后，求你复兴我们的日子，像古时一样。二十一节，最后一句话。
And then, Lord, when you turn us back to you, then please renew us in our days as of old.
什么叫做我们的日子像古时一样？
What does it mean, our days as of old?
啊，就是神跟亚伯兰立那个约，流奶与蜜之地，丰盛的恩典要赐给他们。
It is the covenant that existed between God and Abraham and of the land of milk and flowing honey.
就是当人转向神，神就要把那个恩典重新转向我们。
So when we turn toward God, then God will then turn toward us with the blessings and grace.
神是公义的。
God is just.
神没有错误。
God has no wrongs.
啊，在神的公义当中。
And under His justice.
神的怜悯不至于断绝。
His mercy and love does not end.
因为他是信实的。
Because He is one that is just.
我们要求神让我们能够回转。
Let us pray to God, ask Him that we can turn to Him.
那个神的恩典就会恢复到我们的身上，到我们的教会里面。
Then His grace and blessings will then turn toward us and shower upon us and His church.
我们唱诗。
Let's sing a hymn.
473。
Let's please sing hymn 473.
最后祷告完来唱这个副歌。
Be seated.
我们最后要来祷告。
And lastly, we're going to kneel down and pray.
我们十月中将会有灵恩布道会。
In October, we will have our spiritual convocation.
我们特别为着灵恩布道会来祷告。
Let's please pray for the evangelical service and spiritual convocation coming up.
每一个人也来想这一次的灵恩会，我们能够带领哪一个信徒再回到教会。
Let each person think about what a person we can bring back to church.
在布道会，让我们想一想，我们有几个名单，我们可以来引导他来慕道。
And then for evangelical service, let's remember well who we can invite to join the service.
当我们一个很清楚的这个目标，我们努力来祷告来求神带领。
Let us have a very clear purpose in how we pray to ask God to guide.
那我们就可以看到灵恩布道会大家动起来，教会里面就有一个活力。
And then we will see the action from everyone, and then it's almost like a flame.
教会就有活力。
And so the church will be very living and powerful.
那我们最后为灵恩布道会来祷告。
So lastly, let's please pray for this evangelical
service. 我们有一个印尼的慕道朋友上礼拜也有来，上礼拜吧，阿顺他的太太最近又到医院去。
And so we have an Indonesian friend, Aswin, and his wife recently was admitted to the hospital.
但是我们可以感谢神他对我们教会的道理领受越来越清楚。
And thank God that he was able to really understand our church's doctrine.
祷告也开始有一些体验。
And also had some experiences in prayer.
所以我们祷告中纪念他们。
So in our prayers, we must remember him.
我们先来一起来祷告。
Let's kneel down and pray.